Chodesh Al Vebus, Monday night, Shar HaBitachon. We're holding in the beginning of Shar HaBitachon. He's going through the benefits of Bitachon. We define Bitachon, the basic definition, and now he's going through the benefits of Bitachon. It's all in the Psicha where he talks about the benefits. See, the first benefit is that you're partially living with Hashem. He's part of your life. You're always relying on him because you always have to rely on something. And when you have Bitachon, you connect to the reality of what you're relying on, because there's nothing else really. Everything else is dependent on Hashem. So what does it mean to rely? So you're relying on Hashem ultimately. So if you're aware of that reality, so you're with Hashem, and Hashem responds in kind. And we gave a few explanations as to why, even though Bitachon is not result-oriented, but so many psukim, and the Chagos HaVodah says you get results, and he says we gave three biurim why. Then the Chagos HaVodah brings down a whole bunch of psukim. We're on page Kuf Chav Dalet, the top of Kuf Chav Dalet. The Embetach Al Rov Hono, he pays special attention to people who rely on their money. Because as he'll explain later, money makes a person feel probably the most secure thing in the world is money. And if you have people think about a limitless supply of money, then they can do anything in the world. And that's their God. Because the only problem is they don't have enough of it. If they only had enough money, then they would have no problems. The Embetach Al Rov Hono, Nishlal Mimenu. So this is what the Chodesh HaVodah is saying. If you indeed rely on it, so then you lose it. The stocks can go down, the bank could close, Bernie Madoff can go to jail, the Yeshua Beladov. Or we know that the money could, well, he says that in a second. First of all, it can get lost. You wake up in the morning, the money is gone. There's a lot of things that can happen. This is what he says. If you're not, you don't have to be talking to Hashem, you're left to what happens in the world. And you could have a health issue, get an ulcer. The rich person can get an ulcer. So he doesn't have any enjoyment from any of his money. Or he can get sick, chas v'shalom. Because he has health issues. The year can be cold and that's low, so he doesn't even get to enjoy it. He's acting like a Satan. He's just saving it. That shiel mi shuroi v'zakai lo. Kama shomer achosin v'lachot in ase inyan leso v'nichnos v'lichnos losis l'tov v'fnehu alukim. V'yomar yochim v'tzadig yirbosh v'chesef noki yachlo. So you see, we don't see these things because we don't see the wheels within wheels within wheels of the way the world is running. But the Chavis HaRodas is telling you based on Pesukei Tanakh that the more bitachon you have, the more success you have. And the more you rely on other things, Hashem says, okay, we'll let you experience what happens when you rely on those things. The Efshe Sheyei Ahon, he said two things about money so far. First of all, you could lose it very easily. Not so hard to lose it. Second of all, you won't enjoy it. You'll have health issues. Other issues, most rich people don't enjoy their wealth. They're too busy making more wealth. The Efshashiei Ahon, Sibes Kilyono Vodanapshel. That happens so often that the money, ironically, becomes a curse. Maybe they'll kidnap his kid because they want You know, they want his money, or they'll break into his house and they'll kill him for his money, or he'll lose all of his friends because he's rich. He'll move to a better neighborhood, and you know, it becomes a curse. Ka'amro Yeshua Chola Riti Takash Hashomesh Osher Shalom Ulebal of Larosso. So this was all the first benefit. The first benefit is that you'll be talking to Hashem, you get protection from Hashem. And if you don't, and this is again Chavis Halbovis, you can't look around and say, well, that guy had bitachon, how come, you know, we don't know. He's telling you, based on Psukim, the Rishon talking, hundreds of years before the Ramban, 100 years before Rashi, he's showing you Psukim, that if you want to rely on other things, we see it, if you look around, you see it. You want to rely on other things, you end up with a self-fulfilling curse. People go to crazy lengths to do crazy things because they don't have bitachon, and then they end up messing themselves up, whether it's in shiduchim or in jobs or in relationships. They overdo it because they think kolchi botzim yadi, or they're relying on something else, so they become overbearing, or they make nuisances out of themselves. Whatever it is, whether it's allies in war or money and losing your money, Hashem sees to it that if you rely on other things, you tackle a subject to those pogoim that the other things bring in their wake. That's benefit number one. That it works. That bitachon works. Umehem, the second benefit. Shaboteach al Hashem, Yibiyehu habitachon. In the second benefit, the Chavir Al-Dada says that bitachon is liberating. Most people live their lives, and he says this in a few places, many places throughout the Sefer. Most people live their lives with one eye on what other people are going to say about them, and they're afraid their boss is going to fire them, or they're afraid if they don't do kach for kach, then the kids won't get into a certain school, or the children won't do a shidduch, or this or that, or they will have friends, or they won't have friends. And how do you think the whole Gush Katif came about? The whole Gush Katif came about either because people wanted money, but he's talking about now speaking up against evil, speaking your mind, being independent, not being dependent on other people, Hanifa, not speaking up against evil. How does it happen? If you don't have bitachon, so you're afraid of losing your job, you're afraid you'll become insignificant, you're afraid you'll lose your money, you're afraid you won't do a shidduch, you're afraid you won't have friends, you're afraid your face, you know what's right, but you're afraid. And there's countless times you have to say, but that's how most people live their lives. They know what school they should send their kids to, they know what shul they should daven in, they know how they should learn, what they should do, and they're scared of their standing, they're scared of the way people will look at them, they're afraid, people are like frightened, they're afraid people won't hold of them, I won't get a job if I do this. People, like, from the age of 15, they're planning their lives already. Like, when are they to make sure that they get shidduchim or hired? He says, the most liberating thing in the world is bitachon. Then you could find out who you are. You find the true you. You're not just a product of the image you want to project to other people. So it's liberating. Shaboteach al Hashem, Yibiyehu habitachon olav, shelo lehisrapes luzuloso, not the kowtow, not the, you know, bow down, so to speak, to other people. The yechdal, he'll stop, lekavos lenevroim, he'll stop, like, always worrying what other people think of him, what other people are going to do for him, what other people are going to do to him, how other people are thinking of him. He's not mishumba to them. He'll speak up. He'll do what he thinks is right. We're talking that he knows what's right. If he doesn't know what's right, he asks a question. But he won't. He won't just mimic others. He won't be afraid to speak up. He won't slavishly follow what other people do. Follow the crowd. He won't join up with Osei Risha, people that are doing the wrong thing. So he's afraid, you know, if he stands out, people make fun of him. They'll say he's a troublemaker. They'll say he's not going along with the crowd. He's always afraid of the consequences. He's free. He'll be talking, he's relying on Hashem. What these people think of him does not matter. It's true with children, with schools, with yeshivas, with programs. Everybody's afraid. You won't be afraid of saying your opinion. We're talking about not stam, you're argumentative. He's talking about you have an opinion. Such a poetic lashon. You will shed yourself. Miksus chazdehem. You'll shed yourself of being dependent on finding favor in the eyes of other people. The Chovas told Dosam, and you have to say thank you to them. He doesn't mean Akaras Hatov. He means that your whole life is one bundle of nerves that you should find favor in other people's eyes. Batzorech Ligmol Lahem, whether it's politicians, right? You have to be nice to them. If the what? So you have to ask a shayla. If you have to speak up, you know the Yamshel Shlomo says, the famous Yamshel Shlomo, that to present a din Torah wrongly, deliberately, to paskin something is yehareg val yavar. It's one of the kamuras. So, you know, if they say we're going to put you in jail if you don't paskin that you're allowed to be mefaneh soldiers, right? So the Amshe Shlomo says it's yehareg val yavar. So if you don't have bitachon, you say, listen, you know, my whole life's going to be ruined now. Everything I did up till now. And if you have bitachon, you say, Hashem li lo'i ro, maya se'o dam li. Nobody could do anything to me. I'm relying on Hashem to see me through this. Hashem's will is what's going to be done. So that's all. So you just do it. That's all. You do the right thing. Okay, we'll stop here.